बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की, नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नवदीप मायापुर धाम की, मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की, जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा माई यमुना माई की, भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की, निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिओटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिओटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिओटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 14। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी। विद्यातपोव्रतधरान्मुखतस्म विप्रान् ब्रह्मात्मतत्त्वमवितुं प्रथमं त्वमाश्राक् तद्ब्राह्मणान् परम सर्वविपत्सुपासि पालः पशुन्निव विभो प्रगृहीतदण्ड विद्यातपोव्रतधरान्मुखतस्म विप्रान् ब्रह्मात्मतत्त्वमवितुं प्रथमं त्वमाश्राक् तद्ब्राह्मणान् परम सर्वविपत्सुपासि पालः पशुन्निव विभो प्रगृहीतदण्ड विद्यातपोव्रतधरान्मुखतस्म विप्रान् ब्रह्मात्मतत्त्वमवितुं प्रथमं त्वमाश्रा तद्ब्राह्मणान् परम सर्वविपत्सुपासि पालपशुन्निव विभो प्रगृहीतदण्ड विद्यातपोव्रतधरान्मुखतस्म विप्रान् ब्रह्मात्मतत्त्वमवितुं प्रथमं तद्ब्राह्मणान् कर्म सर्वविपत्सुपासि पालपशुनिवो विभो प्रगृहीतदण्ड Matajis, word for word meaning, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Word for word meaning, Vidya, learning, Tapaha, austerities, Vrata, vows, Dharan, the followers, Mukataha, from the mouth, Sma, was, Vipran, the Brahmanas, Brahma, Lord Brahma, Atma Tattvam, Self-realization, Avitum, to disseminate, Prathamam, first, Tvam, you, Asrak, created, Tat, therefore, Brahmanan, the Brahmanas, Parama, O Great One, Sarva, all, Vipatsu, in dangers, Pasi, you protect, Palaha, like the protector, Pashun, the animals, Eva, like, Vibho, O Great One, Pragrahita, taking in hand, Dandaha, a stick. Translation. My dear great and powerful Lord Shiva, you were created first from the mouth of Lord Brahma in order to protect the Brahmanas in pursuing education, austerities, vows and self-realization. As protector of the Brahmanas, you always protect the regulative principles they follow. Just as a cowherd boy keeps a stick in his hand to give protection to the cows. Purport. The specific function of a human being in society, irrespective of his social status, is to practice control of the mind and senses by observing the regulative principles enjoined in the Vedic Shastras. Lord Shiva is called Pashupati because he protects the living entities in their developed consciousness so that they may follow the Vedic system of Varna and Ashram. The word Pashu refers to animal as well as to human entity. It is stated here that Lord Shiva is always interested in protecting the animals and the animalistic living entities who are not very advanced in the spiritual sense. It is also stated that the Brahmanas are produced from the mouth of the Supreme Lord. We should always remember that Lord Shiva is being addressed as the representative of Supreme Lord Vishnu. In the Vedic literature, it is described that the Brahmanas are born from the mouth of the universal form of Vishnu, the Kshatriyas are born from his arms, the Vaishyas from his abdomen or waist, and the Shudras from his legs. In the formation of a body, the head is the principal factor. The Brahmanas are born from the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to accept charity for worship of Vishnu and to spread Vedic knowledge. Lord Shiva is known as Pashupati, the protector of Brahmanas and other living entities. He protects them from the attacks of non-Brahmanas or uncultured persons who are against the self-realization process. Another feature of this word is that persons who are similarly attached to ritualistic portion of the Vedas and do not understand the situation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not any more advanced than animals. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is confirmed that even though one performs the rituals of the Vedas, if he does not develop a sense of Krishna consciousness, then all his labor in performing Vedic rituals is considered to be simply a waste of time. Lord Shiva's aim in destroying the Daksha Yagya was to punish Daksha because by neglecting him, that is Lord Shiva, Daksha was committing a great offense. Lord Shiva's punishment was just like that of a coward boy who keeps a stick to frighten his animals. It is commonly said that to give protection to animals, a stick is needed because animals cannot reason and argue. Their reasoning and argument is called argumentum ad baculum. Unless there is a rod, they do not obey. Force is required for the animalistic class of men, whereas those who are advanced are convinced by reasons, arguments and scriptural authority. Persons who are simply attached to Vedic rituals without further advancement of devotional service or Krishna consciousness are almost like animals. And Lord Shiva is in charge of giving them protection and sometimes punishing them as he punished Daksha. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगनरघुनाथान्वितां तां सजीवं साधवैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगनललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So I welcome you all for this morning Bhagavatam class. The section here going is after punishing Daksha on the request of demigods and Brahmaji, Lord Shiva restored Daksha's head back and now Daksha is gaining consciousness and he is offering prayers to Lord Shiva. So in the first prayer he asks forgiveness. So basically theme of this prayer is he is accepting his mistake and he is begging forgiveness by trying to please Lord Shiva in various ways. Similarly, when demigods, they approach Brahmaji telling what has happened. So first Brahmaji chastises them that it was your mistake to offend such a great personality. So he tried to impress that they should accept their mistake and beg forgiveness from Lord Shiva. So taking clue from these incidents, I thought we will discuss on taking responsibility of one's own misdeeds, one's own offenses, mistakes, and begging forgiveness. So I will try to discuss on this theme. So there is a common saying that to err or error is human, or in Marathi they say manusa chukicha putala hai. So while preparing both this class, I thought, what does Bhagavatam say about this saying? To err is human. Actually, from Bhagavatam we can see that not only humans commit mistake, बट ग्रेट किंग्स ग्रेट ब्राह्मणास सेजेस डेमीगॉड्स गंधर्वास इंद्रा लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा लॉर्ड शिवा एवरी वन हैज़ कमिटेड मिस्टेक्स. फॉर एग्जाम्पल ग्रेट किंग लाइक उत्तानपाद महाराज, ही डिसरिस्पेक्टेड और डिडेंट बिहेव प्रॉपरली विद ध्रुव महाराज. ग्रेट सेज लाइक दुर्वास मुनि, ही ऑफेंडेड अम्बरीश महाराज. गंधर्वाज लाइक चित्रकेतु महाराज वेन ही वॉज इन द गंधर्वा बॉडी, ही डिड सम मिस्टेक. देन डेमी गॉड्स इन नाइन्थ कैंटो कम्स द इंसिडेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड मून डूइंग सम ऑफेंस. देन वी हियर सो मेनी टाइम्स द मिस्टेक्स ऑफ लॉर्ड इंद्रा. ब्रह्माजी वॉज इम्प्लीकेटेड इन एपिसोड ऑफ वाक. लॉर्ड शिवा ऑल्सो हैज़ कमिटेड मिस्टेक इन मोहिनी मूर्ति एपिसोड. फ्रॉम लर्निंग पॉइंट ऑफ पर्स्पेक्टिव, सो टू करेक्ट दिस सेइंग विल बी एक्सेप्ट सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, एवरीबडी कमिट्स मिस्टेक्स. सो वाई आई एम ट्राइंग टू से दिस इज लाइक डिफ्लेटिंग द प्रॉब्लम. इफ यू आर सो ओवरवेलम्ड दैट आई एम कमिटिंग मिस्टेक, वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट वी आर नॉट परफेक्ट येट एंड वी आर ऑन द पाथ ऑफ परफेक्शन. सो देर विल बी सम मिस्टेक्स. सो टू एक्सपेक्ट दैट देर विल बी नो मिस्टेक एंड आई विल बी ऑलवेज करेक्ट, इट इज यूटोपियन आइडिया, इट विल नेवर हैपन. सो देर इज अ ग्रेट सेइंग दैट द ग्रेट पर्सन इज वन हु डजंट इज नॉट वन हु डजंट कमिट मिस्टेक्स बट इज वन हु लर्न्स फ्रॉम मिस्टेक. सो इंस्टेड ऑफ गेटिंग ओवरवेलम्ड बाय द दैट आई विल कमिट मिस्टेक, इट इज बेटर टू लर्न फ्रॉम द मिस्टेक्स एंड देन नॉट रिपीट देम. सो वॉट वी आई विल डिस्कस इज मिस्टेक्स अमंग डिवोटीज, लाइक इन अदर सर्कल्स लाइक इन पॉलिटिक्स और बिजनेस, दे मे नॉट एक्सेप्ट मिस्टेक्स, इट मे बी रिक्वायर्ड. लाइक वी नो दैट देयर इज सम चीटिंग इज अलाउड इन बिजनेस, लाइक इन पॉलिटिक्स. इफ इंडिया सेज टू पाकिस्तान, अरे यू डिड टेररिस्ट अटैक एंड वी ड्रॉप बॉम्ब इन रिस्पॉन्स टू दिस इन योर एरिया, दे विल नॉट एक्सेप्ट अटैक एंड दे विल नॉट एक्सेप्ट बॉम्ब ड्रॉपिंग. दे विल से नथिंग हैज हैपन. सो देन इंडिया सेज अरे बट देर वॉज सम स्मोक कमिंग फ्रॉम योर साइड, सो दे विल से नो वी वेर कुकिंग बिरयानी. सो इन पॉलिटिकल फील्ड इट मे बी इट इज वन काइंड ऑफ डिप्लोमेसी और इट इज एक्सेप्टेड दैट दे विल डू इट टू हैव देयर स्ट्रेंथ. एंड इन डिवोटी सर्कल ऑल्सो मिस्टेक्स इज दोज मिस्टेक विच आर ऑफन विच विल ऑब्स्ट्रक्ट अवर डिवोशनल प्रोग्रेस और विच विल हैम्पर अदर्स प्रोग्रेस, लाइक सम मिस्टेक्स सेइंग टाइम प्लेस वन मे हैव टू नॉट एक्सेप्ट. लाइक इन वन ऑफ द महाराजस यात्रा कार्तिक यात्रा, किचन हैज कुक्ड फॉर ब्रेकफास्ट द पोहा एंड हर्बल टी. सो समहाउ बाय समथिंग हैपन्ड एंड पोहा वॉज लिटिल हार्ड. सो वन एल्डरली डिवोटी ही वॉज नॉट एबल टू च्यू द पोहा, सो ही वॉज लिटिल अपसेट. सो ही वेंट टू किचन एंड ही सेड अरे क्या बनाए, आई एम नॉट एबल टू च्यू ओनली. सो दैट प्रभुजी ही थॉट द सिचुएशन इज लिटिल टेंस, इफ आई एक्सेप्ट येस वी डिड मिस्टेक, ही मे बी मोर अपसेट बाय दैट रिस्पॉन्स. सो ही सेड इट वॉज नॉट पोहा, इट वॉज कॉर्नफ्लेक्स, यू वेर सपोज टू डीप इन हर्बल टी एंड देन ईट इट. देन ही सेड ओ नोबडी टोल्ड मी दैट. सो लाइक दैट इन सम केसेस यू मे हैव टू सी टाइम प्लेस एंड सर्कमस्टेंस, इज नॉट एब्सोल्यूट थिंग. सो इन वन ऑफ आवर विद्यापीठ क्लास दामोदर प्रभु टोल्ड दैट 50% ऑफ द प्रॉब्लम इज सॉल्व्ड व्हेन यू एक्सेप्ट द मिस्टेक और व्हेन यू एक्सेप्ट दैट आई वॉज रिस्पॉन्सिबल, देन 50% इज सॉल्व्ड. अदरवाइज वी नो दैट एक झूठ छुपाने के लिए 100 झूठ बोलना पड़ता है. तो देर इज इन ऑर्डिनरी मटेरियल वर्ल्ड ऑल्सो इन द कोर्ट देर इज वन कंसेप्ट कॉल्ड ट्रेबल डैमेज. सपोज यू आर फाउंड गिल्टी फॉर ब्रेकिंग सम ट्राफिक रूल और लाइक सम दोज काइंड ऑफ मिस्टेक्स एंड दे हैव प्रूवड इन कोर्ट दैट यू आर गिल्टी एंड कोर्ट फाइन्स यू 100 रुपीज फाइन एंड देन यू इफ यू एक्सेप्ट येस इट वॉज माई मिस्टेक एंड आई विल पे देन नो प्रॉब्लम एंड इफ यू से नो इफ यू ट्राई टू जस्टिफाई देन फाइन डबल्स. सो सिमिलरली वेन वी कमिट सम ऑफेंस एंड इंस्टेड ऑफ बेगिंग फॉरगिवनेस इफ यू ट्राई टू जस्टिफाई देन इट डबल्स. हाउ इट डबल्स? बिकॉज वेन एवर वी कमिट सम मिस्टेक परमात्मा इनसाइड गिव सम सिग्नल, समथिंग इज रॉन्ग, वील फील सम बैड और नॉट हैप्पी एंड इफ यू रिपीटेडली निग्लेक्ट दैट थिंग देन परमात्मा विल ऑल्सो स्टॉप गिविंग सिग्नल्स. सो वील गेट द हैबिट ऑफ डिनाइंग अवर मिस्टेक एंड इन दैट वे वील डेवलप न्यू हैबिट ऑफ जस्ट कमिटिंग थिंग्स एंड जस्ट गेटिंग अवे विथ इट. सो इट इज़ बेटर टू एक्सेप्ट मिस्टेक बिकॉज एटलीस्ट विल गिव चांस टू करेक्शन एंड इम्प्रूवमेंट. सो आई थॉट देर आर टू थिंग्स आई कुड अप्रिशिएट इन वेस्टर्न कल्चर. वन इज दैट फॉर एवरी स्मॉल थिंग, एवरी स्मॉल रॉन्ग थिंग, दिस इज सॉरी. सो वी मे से दैट इट इज वेरी रिचुअलिस्टिक और वेरी सुपरफिशियल. इवन दो इट मे बी सुपरफिशियल, बट वेन यू से सॉरी देर विल बी समथिंग, सम इफेक्ट सबकॉन्शियसली दैट यू विल फील दैट आई हैव कमिटेड समथिंग रॉन्ग विच शुड नॉट हैव हैपन. बट वी डोंट फाइंड, मे बी वी हैड वैदिक कल्चर, वी यूज टू से क्षमा कीजिए, माफ करा, लाइक दैट. बट वी डोंट फाइंड सो फ्रिक्वेंटली यूजिंग दैट. सो आई अप्रिशिएटेड दैट दिस थिंग ऑफ सेइंग सॉरी ऑफ द वेस्टर्न कल्चर इज वेरी गुड एक्चुअली. एंड वन मोर थिंग इज दे हैव कंसेप्ट ऑफ कन्फेशन. कन्फेशन, दे गो टू चर्च इन संडे एंड दे स्पीक वाट एवर देयर ऑफेंसेस, वाट एवर द मिस्टेक्स दे कमिटेड थ्रू आउट द वीक. सो बाय दैट वाट विल हैपन, दे विल डू सम इंट्रोस्पेक्शन. To accept mistake, we have to remember what I have done throughout the week. And they may not act on those mistakes and commit again those mistakes. That may be wrong. Prabhupada has criticized that thing, like they again commit same thing. But Prabhupada never criticized the act of confessing or act of accepting that I have sinned or I have offended, I have committed a mistake. So I thought actually this is very nice culture in Western society. It can be adopted so that it will help us. So what is this phenomenon of accepting mistake and saying that I was wrong? So which is the root quality of this thing? Actually, I thought that root quality is humility. When one is, only when one is humble, he can say that yes, I have committed a mistake and I beg your forgiveness. So root quality is humility. So once one develops humility, then it will be easy for him to admit one's fault. So now we'll see some personalities from Bhagavatam who didn't accept their mistake, or at least they delayed their mistake, and we'll see how they suffered because of prolonging acceptance of mistake, begging forgiveness, or because of not accepting mistake completely. So first example is Durvasamuni. So Durvasamuni, he unnecessarily offended Amrish Maharaj. Not only offended, but he tried to kill him. That was very grave offense. But when Sudarshan was released and Sudarshan was about to kill him, instead of begging forgiveness and holding the lotus feet of Amrish Maharaj immediately, he tried to protect himself by his own power. Initially he ran and he hid inside caves and all that. And when he couldn't do that, then he tried to take shelter of other powerful persons. First Lord Brahma, then Lord Shiva, then he went to Lord Vishnu. So Vishnu Chakra Thakur points out here that why he was doing that, because he thought this Amrish is king, he is a grihastha, I am renunciant, I am mystic, so how he can be more advanced than me? So this prevented him from accepting his mistake and begging forgiveness. But Lord Shiva told that actually he is greater than, Lord Vishnu told that actually he is greater than you. Because when you created that demon, Amrish Maharaj didn't even budge for a step. But when Sudarshan was, and he was completely dependent on me. But when Sudarshan was chasing, you were running here and there. That shows he had complete more dependence on me than you. So he is greater. So for you, better thing is to go to him, ask forgiveness from him, accept your offense. So had Durvasamuni accepted mistake at that moment only, maybe his suffering for 1 year could have been shortened. So he suffered for 1 year because of prolonging his mistake, because of his misconception. So second personality is Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra, throughout his whole life, because of his own ambition of becoming king, he offended great devotees, Pandavas. And it was not that nobody pointed out that you are doing some wrong or some offenses. Vidura from time being always, and Bhishma, they pointed out that you should not do this. This is wrong. But because of his weakness, he couldn't accept that. So accepting mistake means, or accepting offense also means you work on it. It not just saying. He was saying, what can I do, this is Duryodhan. But he was not acting, actively he is not doing anything. So because of this thing, not begging forgiveness or not accepting actively, he lost kingdom. He lost all 100 sons. And it is mentioned by Vishnu Chakra Thakur, at the end of life, he lost the opportunity to perfect his life. He could become Dhira, but not Narottama, because he had very less time. So in this way, Dhritarashtra lost the opportunity of perfecting life. So now, two more personalities who didn't accept the offense only. So first is in the marriage of Aniruddha, Lord Balramji was playing dice with Rukmi. And initial few games, Rukmi won, and they all were laughing on Lord Balram and all that. Then next game, Lord Balram won. But Rukmi was not accepting. So he was so adamant that even Celestial voice said that Rukmi is lying, Lord Balram has won. Still he was not accepting. And they had one more game. Then again Lord Balramji won, but Rukmi didn't accept. So Lord Balramji, who apparently chastised Krishna for just ridiculing or humiliating Rukmi, he at once killed him. Because he was not accepting that, yes, I am wrong and you have won. So he lost his life. One more personality similar way is King Vena. King Vena, he was totally adharmic and he was abusing citizens and everyone. And it was not that nobody told him that what is right and what is wrong. But in spite of telling, he never accepted. And because of that, he had to lose his life. Brahmanas, they had to kill him. So in this way, these people, because of not taking responsibility of one's own wrong, they had to suffer or lose the life. So what stops person from accepting their offenses, or what stops one from begging for forgiveness? So I could come up with some reasons, they may not be exhaustive. So first reason is ignorance. The person is not aware that I have committed a mistake. So in that case, the punishment may be less also, because he is not aware. Second one is tendency of becoming over smart, that I will get away with it. So sometimes we commit some mistake, some offense, and we try to cover it up, that it was not that great or something like that. So similarly, in our college in first year, we have one subject called physiology. So they teach us how to take patient's pulse. Among many practical things, it is one of the things. And it is very detailed pulse, but basic thing is, at least you count number of beats per minute. That is the basic thing. So we were having practical exam, and one of my batchmates, his name was Nitesh. He went to patient was our mama only. So he started taking pulse, and our teacher was very much surprised. We thought, what happened? Then she said, where is your watch? He said, madam, I am counting both pulse and time in my mind. She was furious. How it can happen? You can count time and pulse both in your mind. So he didn't accept that, yes, madam, I forgot to bring the watch and next time I will bring. So because of this thing, I think he got failed. Because he tried to fool her. Similarly, this may appear very funny, but we also time and time do this thing. When we do some mistake and somebody points out, we try to cover up the thing. Oh, this happened because of that, I did that. So actually, this will implicate us more and more. Second reason I could come up with is false ego. False ego or pride in the broader sense. So again, in our college or in any medical hospital, every morning the main doctor, the head of the unit, he comes and he takes a round of the patient. He checks all patients. So it is like a deity procession, and he is the Utsav Murthy. He had so much prestige and respect. He is the first person, then there will be some PG doctors, then will be some professors, then people like us, students, then sisters, then mama. So much pomp is there. So once what happened? One such a doctor, he went to patient, and they check patient with stethoscope. The stethoscope has one piece to be put on patient's body, and one is in your ear. So basically you hear the sound. By that you make out the disease. So he was taking round and ordering everyone do this, do that. And then he went to one patient and he put the stethoscope on his chest, and he didn't put those earpiece in the ear, and he was checking. And with a great difficulty, one of the doctor, he said, "Sir, you have not put the earpiece in the ear." He said, "At my level, this is not required." So I thought, what made him to say that? Actually, he is such a learned doctor. He has treated so many patients. But it is just that situation. Everybody is respecting him. So if he says, "Oh, I'm sorry," it is very difficult because your ego is already so much pumped up. You are used to get that respect. At that such time, it is very, very difficult to say sorry or, "Oh, yeah, it was my mistake." So similarly, in Bhagavatam, we have one such a funny character, like that of Pondrak. Pondrak, he was so much convinced that I am Vasudev. He even put up two imitation arms extra. He made them four. So even Lord Krishna told him, he sent letter, "Pondrak, give up this joking thing or funny thing. You are not Vasudev. Actually, I am Vasudev." So Pondrak couldn't accept that. Why? Because his minister, they said, no, you are Vasudev and I am Balram, he is Hanuman." They were like creating situation. So it was the circle of fools. Foolish people he was surrounding. So they pumped him. No, Pondrak, you are Vasudev." So in that foolishness, Pondrak challenged Lord Krishna. You are imitation, I am real, so give up that chakra." So Lord Krishna thought he will not listen. So he said, "Okay, handle my chakra." And he couldn't handle, and his neck got cut off. So interestingly, we see that in spite of doing this, Pondrak got liberation. Why? Because he pleased Lord Krishna in some way. At least he made some humor. So because of some way, somehow pleasing Lord Krishna, he got liberation. But in our case, this may not happen. We may not please if our ego is pumped up so much, and we are just committing mistakes, offenses, and not accepting. So this may complicate the thing, may not help. So actually, I don't have any power and position. But when somebody gets some power, I could think from this example that when somebody gets some power, position, some following, adoration, naturally, by that position only, it's become difficult to take humble seat. So, but in our society only, I could observe the example of His Grace Radhesham Prabhu. Actually, he's so successful, so advanced, so much following, so much adoration. But I always felt that he is so grounded. I mean, so is humble to the core. So only when one can develop such a quality, then it is possible to accept that, "I am sorry, please forgive me." Otherwise, got up with that intoxication of power and position, it's become very difficult to accept these mistakes. One more reason is that is very much common is fear of punishment. Actually, we know that why criminals, they also know that I have committed mistake, I have murdered somebody or killed somebody. But why they don't accept? Because they fear if I accept, then I may get punishment and I may be hanged or like that. So this is very easy to say, but very deep concept. Actually, Prabhupada also says that getting punishment is good. So it is easy to speak for others, but when it comes for ourselves, it may be difficult. Like we know that when somebody does some murder and he is given capital punishment or hanging, it is good for his future progress. But that person may not be able to accept that punishment. So, but from Bhagavatam, we can see that some of the examples where the persons, they not only accepted their mistake, but they accepted punishment very gratefully or very gracefully. The first example is that of Sukanya. Sukanya, along with his father, they went to the ashram of Chavanmani. So it was very innocent mistake in that way. She thought some glowing two objects in the ant hill, and she pierced those objects. Because of that, Chavanmani became blind. And when very much troubles were happening, then they asked who has committed this. who was responsible. Then she actually accepted, yes, I was responsible. And not only she accepted, when Chyavanmuni asked her in marriage, actually he was very much old and he was very irritable personality, still she accepted it very gracefully. And because of her behavior, she pleased not only Chyavanmuni but two demigods and her father also. So she accepted mistake and the punishment which came with that mistake. The second example is that of Chitraketu Maharaj. When it is mentioned that it is not a great mistake, but just for a drawing lesson, when he did the mistake of instructing Lord Shiva, when his mistake was pointed out and Mother Parvati cursed him, he immediately accepted both mistake and curse. And in that way, he turned that curse into opportunity to progress in devotional service. And most important example is that of the Parikshit Maharaj. Actually, in many repeated purports, Srila Prabhupada stresses that this is not mistake, this is not offense, it is the will of the Lord. By that, Parikshit Maharaj had done this, because he was somebody who saw the Lord in his womb of his mother only. From childhood, he was attached to Lord. He was at such an elevated person, so it is not possible for him to commit this mistake. But just for, in some purports, just to teach us, Prabhupada says that, to take this from the perspective of learning. So Parikshit Maharaj committed this small mistake, or apparently it is not mistake, of putting the snake under the influence of hunger. So when he was coming back to his palace and he realized what has happened, so actually he didn't only accept the mistake, but he was desiring punishment. He was feeling that I have committed such a great mistake or offense, blunder, that calamity should come on me, that it only it will purify me. So interesting to note in the episode of Parikshit Maharaj that he had all the capacity to retaliate the curse, to turn the situation, and if he had done that, then also he would have been glorified. Because then the sages, they ask, because so many people were dependent on him, why did he give up his body? So he was required. So he was justified to do that. But still, he accepted the mistake gracefully. And interesting to note that after accepting this, what he did. So among the many nice verses, one of the verse which is very beautiful, which comes in this episode is, Tammopayatum pratiyantu vipra Ganga cha devim drita chittamishe Dijopasrishta kuhakastakshakova Dashatvalam gayatu vishnu gatha. So point what I am trying to make is, see, this phenomenon of accepting mistake, begging forgiveness, has root in the quality of humility. And humility on all the devotional qualities will develop when we do devotional service. So in such situations, what happen? When we feel that I am not that much wrong, or he was wrong, or just injustice has been done to me, then our mind get occupied with that. And we try to justify, try to clarify the thing, or try to say that I am correct. So in the process, what happens? We lose the main focus, that is devotional service. We are not able to chant or hear attentively, and it takes away our energy. So in spite of not doing that, Parikshit Maharaj, he focused his energy on devotional service. Not that who is wrong, that or what can be done to retaliate. So actually this is very important. In the similar way, there is one more verse come in the Sisi. Kubuddhi chhadiya kar shravana kirtan Achirata Pavetabe Krishna Charan. So Kubuddhi in this context is Sanatana Goswami's decision to commit suicide. So but in this example, Kubuddhi can be taken as the over involvement in the thought that I have to get justice, I have to prove that I am correct, he is wrong. So too much involvement of the mind in this thing will take away the focus from devotional service, and we will lose the opportunity to progress. And one more thing from the Bhagavatam is that actually Lord Vishnu also recommends that sometime you accept, even if you are not wrong, Even somebody else is wrong, you accept that thing and you beg forgiveness. So it comes in the episode of Lord Vishnu when he was talking to Kumaras. So I will read the translation. On the other hand, they captivate my heart, who are gladdened in heart, and who, their lotus faces enlightened by nectarian smiles, respect the Brahmanas. Even though, this is very important, even though the Brahmanas utter harsh words, they look upon the Brahmanas as my own self and pacify them by praising them in loving words. Even as a son would appease an angry father, or as I am pacifying you. So in ISKCON, we say that Vaishnavas are greater than Brahmanas, but somehow we speak this, but we don't have that understanding or we have not realized, because even with some small mistakes, we try to, Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan Ki Jai, we try to prove that others are wrong. But here Lord Vishnu is telling that, actually those are pleasing to me, those who accept even if they are not wrong. So we may say that, so it is always necessary that I accept that, oh, I am wrong. So from the, if you observe whole Bhagavatam, there is only one episode, that of the Shyamantakmani pastime. And we also don't know what the main focus of that pastime, or maybe main focus is marriage of Lord Krishna. Only in this episode, Lord Krishna tries to prove himself by going out of way and proving that he was not at guilt. So otherwise, there are so many episodes where people instead of trying to prove themselves right, they try to focus on devotional service. Like in case, one more example is that of Prishradra. Prishradra was not at mistake. He tried to protect the cow, but by mistake he killed cow. So I think Vasishtha Muni, he cursed him, but he very gracefully accepted that mistake and he focused on devotional service, and by that he perfected life. So what I am trying to tell is that I feel ki Bhagavatam more stresses on focusing main thing and not just trying to prove thing or trying to prove that I am right, he is wrong. So better to focus on main thing, that is devotional service. By that you will develop those qualities and it will be easy for you to transcend these minor things. So from one more Shastric reference to prove this point, actually, there is no shortcut to accepting mistake and begging forgiveness. In Madhurya Kadambini, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he mentions that when you commit offense, when you offend a Vaishnava, actually he gives various ways to appease the Vaishnavas. He gives some 5-6 ways. First, you directly beg forgiveness that I was wrong and please forgive me. Then you try to serve him indirectly. In those, he gives many ways to try to appease the Vaishnavas, and at the end, if nothing is happening, then you can take the shelter of holy name in a repentant mood. But he mentions there that you should not think that, oh, I have committed this offense, but by chanting I will overcome it. This is not allowed. It is stressed that you have to accept it and you have to beg the forgiveness and you have to please that Vaishnava, then only you can come out of the situation. Otherwise, if you think by chanting I will overcome it, then it will become 7th offense. This is Namano Balad Yassa Papa Buddhi. So I thought, what are the positive things by accepting aparad? So first thing is, it draws the compassion. We have so many examples from Bhagavatam that people time and again they have committed offenses, aparad, mistakes, and they have begged forgiveness, and by that they got compassion or mercy. Like for example, in example of Nal Kuver and Manigriv, they accepted mistake and Brahmaji, Naraji, he adjusted the situation so that they will progress in devotional service. In the similar way, it also inspires others to serve nicely. Like whenever, if you are not guilty and still you accept and you focus on main thing, that inspires others. Like I had one experience in Maharaja's Yatra, Vrindavan Yatra, we were observing Annakut festival in Govardhan. So we were in VTA, so I was serving under Purushottam Prabhu. So Purushottam Prabhu was arranging to distribute Mahaprasad and he was making those arrangements. And we all know that how much he serves. He was so busy, so much tired, but still he was very actively doing that service and we were assisting him. So the काउंटर वॉज नॉट पुट अप टोटली. सो वन डिवोटी, ही वॉज लिटल सीनियर, ही केम अप इन बिटवीन एंड ही स्टार्टेड डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग. सो प्रभुजी ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन, प्रभुजी इट विल मेक कैओस, वी आर जस्ट ट्राइंग टू मेक इट पॉसिबल, देन यू कैन डू दैट. सो ही गॉट वेरी मच एंग्री, सर वॉट आर यू थिंकिंग यूर सेल्फ, नाउ यू ओनली डू, आई एम नॉट डूइंग. सो वी आर ऑल लुकिंग एट पुरुषोत्तम प्रभु वॉट ही विल डू, बिकॉज ही हैड ऑल जस्टिफिकेशन टू स्पीक बैक, बट ही इमीजिएटली लिटरली ही वॉज ट्राइंग टू होल्ड हिज फीट. नो प्रभुजी, इट इज माई मिस्टेक, आई शुड नॉट हैव स्पोकन दैट, एक्चुअली प्लीज प्लीज यू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट. सो इमीजिएटली इट इंस्पायर्ड अस बाय जस्ट लुकिंग एट प्रभुजी, हाउ ही हैंडल्ड दिस सिचुएशन. ही हैड ऑल द रीजन टू ब्लास्ट हिम बिकॉज ही इज सर्विंग सो मच, ही इज टायर्ड एंड दिस डिवोटी इज कमिंग इन बिटवीन. सो इट इंस्पायर्स अदर्स ऑल्सो वेन वी हैव दिस मूड ऑफ ह्यूमिलिटी. सो नाउ वी विल ट्राई टू सी वन मोर वर्स फ्रॉम दिस एंगल ऑफ एक्सेप्टिंग मिस्टेक. दैट वर्स इज तत्तेनुकंपां सुसमीक्षमानो भुंजान एवात्मकृतं विपाकं ऋद्वाक् वपुभिर्विदधन् नमस्ते जीवेत यो मुक्तिपदे सदाय भाग. सो आई एम ट्राइंग टू फोकस ऑन टू लाइन्स. सेकंड लाइन इज भुंजान एवात्मकृतं विपाकं. दैट पर्सन थिंक दैट आई एम सफरिंग फॉर माई ओन मिसडीड्स, आई हैव डन ऑफेंसेस और मिस्टेक्स और सीन्स इन माई पास्ट लाइफ, फॉर दैट आई एम सफरिंग नाउ. एंड सेकेंड लाइन इज हृदवाग वपुभिर विदधन नमस्ते. सो ही इज यूजिंग हिज माइंड वर्ड्स एंड इंटेलिजेंस इन डिवोशनल सर्विस, देन ही बिकम्स मुक्तिपदेश दाय भाग. सो इट इज वेरी इजी टू टेल टू अदर्स दैट यू थिंक यू आर सफरिंग एज योर ओन मिस रॉन्ग डूइंग्स, बट वेन वी आर सफरिंग फॉर लॉन्ग लाइक सम क्रोनिक डिजीजेस एंड ऑल दैट एंड वी आर ट्राइंग एवरीथिंग बट इज नॉट वर्किंग आउट, देन इट बिकम्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू एक्सेप्ट दैट. सो आई वॉज थिंकिंग दैट ओनली वी हैव द कल्चर और रिपीटेड हैबिट इन स्मॉल थिंग्स ऑफ टेकिंग रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी, देन ओनली वेन सच ट्राइंग थिंग्स कम देन वी कैन एक्सेप्ट. लाइक सिमिलर वे लॉर्ड कपिला ऑल्सो टेल्स इन थर्ड कैंटो, ही गिव्स अ हायरार्की ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट दैट यू रिस्पेक्ट लिविंग स्टोन, देन प्लांट्स, देन एनिमल्स, देन ह्यूमन्स, देन ब्राह्मणस, देन वैष्णवस, देन लॉर्ड. वाई ही गिव्स दैट हायरार्की? बिकॉज वेन यू रिस्पेक्ट लोअर लाइफ फॉर्म्स देन ओनली यू कैन रिस्पेक्ट द वैष्णवस. सिमिलरली वेन यू कैन एक्सेप्ट स्मॉल मिस्टेक देन ओनली वील बी एबल टू से दैट भुंजान एवात्मकृतम विपाकम. अदरवाइज इफ यू डोंट हैव दैट कल्चर, इफ यू आर नॉट हैबिचुएटेड, देन वी विल हैव क्रिपिंग मेंटेलिटी दैट आई एम अननेसेसरी सफरिंग और वी मे लूज द फेथ इन डिवोशनल सर्विस. सो इट इज वेरी नेसेसरी टू हैव दिस हैबिट ऑफ एक्सेप्टिंग वंस ओवर मिस्टेक और ऑफेंसेस. सो दिस वेर माई फ्यू थाट्स ऑन दिस टॉपिक. If you have any comment, correction, I will accept my mistakes.
Thank you, Prabhu, for this brilliant class. I have a question. Basically, Prabhuji, you mentioned about accepting the mistakes and, you know, being, you know, as you said, 50% of the problem is just solved by accepting the mistakes. Sometimes, during the service, if like you gave the example of Purushottam Prabhu or somebody, like somebody is doing a mistake and you are seeing it, and sometimes it sees, like yesterday Revati Raman Prabhu was giving the example of killing a cow, and the butcher was about to kill him, and then he somehow said the answer yes, that you know this direction the cow went. So the question which I am trying to ask is, sometimes you see something wrong is happening and you see somebody is committing a mistake, and when you speak or when you just say something, does you also get that karma? Or you know, sometimes as they say, when you point a mistake or a fault to somebody, you get it. So what is your understanding about it?
Actually, there are more qualified people who can comment, but I will just try to tell my own understanding. So in the case of that Brahmana, or in any case, when you are pointing out mistake, we have to see whether it is, I am helping myself and that person, like same Gaurang Prabhu told in Brahmachari class, that we have to see that I am helping, whether I am helping that person and myself to advance in devotional service. If we have that mood, then it will not implicate us. But if you are just trying to put down or ridicule, then it will affect us. But if we are genuinely at heart, we are trying to help ourselves and that person, that it will not affect. So I feel that genuineness will help us. Madhavi. I think Adhikesha Prabhu can add, please.
Yes. Okay, because of ego and illusion, it's not necessary that we'll all accept our mistake easily, okay? Because I'm convinced about what I'm saying, okay? Even maybe logically, everything I'm saying is right, because I'm so convinced about it. My question is that, if there are any steps or any, you know, things to follow to make one person realize that he's doing mistake, that is his mistake. The thing is, first thing it comes that you blast, you know, you just blast that person, no, this is not. But the thing is, you should make somebody realize that they're doing wrong. You know, we don't wait for the things to happen, you know, they really, you know, fall down or something. So is there any way where we can make somebody, yourself also and to others also, to make them realize that it's a mistake?
So I first ask your blessings to answer this question, because you are so much experience in this. Actually, because of time, I didn't took one more point or section I wanted to speak. This in case of Ramchandra Khan, after offending Haridas Thakur, then he again offended Nityananda Prabhu. So because of his offense of only a single person, so many people have to suffer. So similarly, in case of Daksha also, the person who at mistake was only one person, but so many people had to suffer. So I feel that you are trying to say that because of mistake of one person, it may cause much damage. So worse come there is, Mahantera apaman ye deshe grame hai, ek janare doshe sab deshe ujade. So keeping in this mind, we may think that we have to make that person realize that you are wrong. And if you continue to do that, these mistakes, it will bring great calamity to yourself and others also. This we have in our mind. So now the problem only is how to convey. So for oneself, for one's own mistakes to understand, as you said that because of ego, we are convinced that I am wrong. So I feel personally is that we should have some devotee association or devotee friends, those whom we trust, like we also know that Dadati Prati Gurnati, those six kind of exchanges. We have trust in that person that he is my well-wisher and whatever he says is correct. That we should have some people of that kind, so that they will point out and it will be easy for us to accept. And for other person to accept mistake, if we directly tell, he will be demoralized, he will again rebel or like that. So I feel first thing will be education, like having some topics like this discussing, not directly telling, or having educative topics, or trying to find out the person who is more close than us. Because sometimes people feel that he is at authoritative position, so they have some barrier. So we can find out some person who is more close to him than us. For him, he will have receptivity. So maybe by these ways, like educating in general and trying to find out the person for whom he has trust, we may be able to address this situation. So it may not be possible always. Like while teaching us non-violent communication, Prabhuji told us that it is not that non-violent communication will be successful always. So as you told, that person may not accept, it may not be successful, but we can try these things. like education and finding out somebody who is close. So with time, maybe this is possible. So now, please, Prabhuji, you have so much experience. Please share something.
Thank you very much, Prabhu, for it's a very complex subject, and it makes one humble hearing this. I just remember once Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj said, whatever best way you try, still there is a chance that 30% of your decision will be a mistake. So now what is the solution to this? The best you try, that means all your logic, all your experience, all your intelligence, all your guidance, you take. And this is what. So the solution is only one. The degree you become more Krishna conscious, yes. So that degree, even if it's a mistake, it's still a less of a mistake. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. You pointed out the main thing. Root of all good qualities is actually devotional service. We know that verse. Tatre samasati sura. Esya asti bhaktir bhagavati akinchan. So, Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you all very much.